This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities have been claiming the increasing success in shooting down Iranian-built drones launched by Russia to terrorize the public. The head of Ukraine's intelligence service said that the Ukraine's forces have shot down 70% of the approximately 330 kamikaze drones that Russia has fired through Saturday. Russian officials have doubled down in their claims of possible dirty bomb radioactive attacks, which Ukraine and the West both say is not coming from Ukraine. In cities and towns across the war-torn country, Ukrainians are bracing for less electric power than the winter following a sustained Russian barrage on infrastructure. Authorities are racing to rebuild damaged facilities while ordinary Ukrainians are trying to conserve energy. U.S. President Joe Biden calls the expected appointment of Rishi Sunak as Prime Minister of Great Britain a groundbreaking milestone. Sunak will be the first person of color to hold the job and is a child of Indian immigrants. Japan has now stepped up its push to catch up on digitization by telling a reluctant public that they have to sign on or possibly lose access to their public health insurances. The My Number initiative aims to get the devoutly analog country to go digital by assigning numbers to people similar to Social Security numbers in the U.S. or ID cards in many other countries. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After months at a time of students trying to learn remotely from home during the pandemic, the nation's school system and the children that they teach are in trouble. AP correspondent Tim McGuire explains exactly why.
The thing now is that all students are at risk.
Peggy Carr heads the Education Department's National Center for Education Statistics. She notes that the tests given to the nation's fourth and eighth graders show reading scores plunging to levels not seen in 30 years and the greatest math score decline in the history of the test, dating back to 1969. She adds that the system has to be fixed now.
We need strategies that have science behind them. Strategies that have been proven to work, evidence-based strategies, and we need resources.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Chinese offices of two Chinese officers have been charged in a plot to obstruct the U.S. investigation of Chinese tech giant Huawei. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Department says two suspected Chinese intelligence officers allegedly sought inside information on the case, paid tens of thousands of dollars in digital currency along with cash and jewelry to a U.S. official they thought they had recruited as an asset, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The individual they recruited was actually a double agent working on behalf of the FBI.
Besides these two men, 11 other Chinese men have been charged with offenses in the last week as part of what FBI Director Christopher Wray calls China's economic assault and rights violations. Norman Hall, Washington.
The Biden administration is now ratcheting up pressure on the President Daniel Ortega's authoritarian rule in Nicaragua, banning Americans from doing business in the nation's gold industry, also threatening trade restrictions and stripping the U.S. visas of some more than 500 government insiders. The actions are the latest and perhaps the most aggressive attempt by the U.S. to hold the former Sandinista guerrilla leader accountable for his continued attacks on human rights abuses, as well as democracy in the Central American country, as well as continued security cooperations and compromises with Russia. Capping our top story, Ukrainian authorities are claiming increasing success in shooting down Iranian-built drones launched by Russia. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.